With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The wreckage of an American military aircraft that crashed off southwestern Japan last week has been found.
The U.S. Air Force says divers have located wreckage and are recovering the remains of crew members from the aircraft that crashed into the sea last Wednesday off Japan's Yakushima Island during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying 8 crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In a statement, Congressman Richard Neal says a grateful nation mourns his loss, saying Gallagher enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. There have been several crashes involving Ospreys, and Japanese officials have expressed concern about the safety of the hybrid tilt-rotor aircraft. Under a cooperative agreement, Japan has handed over authority for the crash investigation to the U.S. military. Rahm Emanuel, the U.S. ambassador to Japan, has pledged transparency, saying the top priority is the safety of service members as well as the communities where they operate. I'm Jennifer King.
Looking to shield civilians, Israel's military is urging mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have been seeking refuge in recent weeks. Israel is expanding its anti-terror, anti-Hamas offensive to all corners of Gaza following the end of the week-long ceasefire. The Pentagon says an American warship acting in self-defense shot down several drones in the Red Sea. The incident, part of an hours-long assault on Red Sea shipping, claimed by Iran's Houthi rebel proxies in Yemen. Also at SRNnews.com, as illegal aliens continue pouring into Texas across the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says state officers will soon get the go-ahead to arrest and detain illegals. Abbott tells the Fox News Channel that barriers erected by the state have proven effective, and this should further reduce the rising tide of illegal entries. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders take a stand for Israel.
A rash of pro-Palestinian rallies on America's college campuses and in some cities has prompted conservative Christian leaders to send a letter to Congress urging full support for Israel and condemnation of anti-Semitism in all its forms. Amongst the signatories are Dr. James Dobson, Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, and Gordon Robertson of CBN. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some people are complaining about a satanic Christmas tree on display at Wisconsin's National Railroad Museum. That institution hosts an annual display of Christmas trees, but this is the first time that a satanic offering has been allowed. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is among the critics. He tells Fox News it's impossible to overstate how offensive this is to Christians. It would be, quite literal sense, the same thing as waving a Hamas flag inside a synagogue. SRN News. I'll grab the popcorn. There's another Republican debate coming up this week.
The party's top presidential candidates gather in Alabama Wednesday for the fourth GOP debate of the 2024 presidential campaign. As he has done for the three previous debates, former President Trump is skipping this event at the University of Alabama as he maintains his wide lead over the rivals. Florida Governor DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador and Governor Nikki Haley will be on stage. Vivek Ramaswamy is expected to make the cut. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's confident he'll qualify. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The deal would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the deadly toll taken by opioids. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 60 points. The NASDAQ futures are off 59. More details at srnnews.com.